This is Senator Al Simpson. Current law prevents America's veterans from having a full judicial review of their claims. They sure deserve better than that. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, America's veterans are currently barred from having a judicial review of Veterans Administration decisions. For years, the professional veteran organizations have tried to cover themselves and say that veterans really don't want judicial review. Their opposition has won the day in recent years. They sometimes misrepresent their membership, and that has worked rather well before to deprive veterans of a very important avenue for appeal. America's rank-and-file veterans just want the same basic rights as most other Americans to have their day in court. A recent poll indicates that 72% of America's veterans want judicial review. So who do you side with, Ted? The powerful, professional vets lobby or the average G.I. Joe?
Al, I'm with the veterans 100% on this one. They deserve the same legal rights as every other citizen, including the right to fight City Hall, in court, whenever they've been wronged. The problem goes back to archaic laws in the Civil War and Depression years. Veterans are forced to press their claims inside the bureaucracy of the Veterans Administration with no recourse to the federal courts, no matter how serious the wrongs they may have suffered. Even worse, Al, veterans can't even press their claims effectively inside the Veterans Administration because the law limits attorney's fees to $10 in such cases. Citizens whose claims and benefits are denied under Social Security, Medicare, welfare, and other federal programs can all take the agency to court. It's long past time, Al, to amend the cruel law that locks the courthouse on deserving veterans. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on compensating Japanese Americans for a wartime injustice. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. America is finally remedying the serious injustice inflicted on thousands of citizens of Japanese descent, wrongfully interned in World War II. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the darker chapters in recent American history took place in the hysteria of 1942, when thousands of Japanese Americans were rounded up, uprooted from their homes, and imprisoned in distant internment camps. The Supreme Court upheld the incarceration, but we know now that the country and the courts were wrong. After 46 years, Congress is atoning for the injustice by making an official national apology and offering $20,000 in compensation to the thousands of victims still alive. The vast majority of Congress supported the idea, but hard-hearted Simpson tried to hedge. You voted for the apology, but against the compensation. Shame on you, Al. You'll spend billions for Star Wars, but not a penny to heal a serious injustice.
You don't have to lecture me on the grave and serious wrongs committed during the Japanese internment, Ted. I was a boy of 12 years when one of the largest relocation camps, Heart Mountain, was built right near my hometown of Cody, Wyoming. My Boy Scout troop visited with the Boy Scouts at the Heart Mountain camp. It was confusing to me then to see young American citizens wearing the same scout uniforms, saluting the same flag. The internment was wrong, morally and constitutionally. But how do you say $20,000 per person rights the wrong, Ted? Somehow to me that cheapens the apology. Money doesn't make it any easier to heal the wound. It may even open it further. An honest and authentic apology is far more appropriate than a green check from the government. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the latest round of censorship in Nicaragua. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Nicaraguan numero uno dictator Daffy Danny Ortega now is finding even more clever ways to shut down a free press. Ted Kennedy will surely find some excuse for him when we face off after this. Ted, La Prensa is the only newspaper in Nicaragua with the courage and guts to oppose Danny Ortega, so he shuts him down. Danny doing his good works. In compliance with the Central American Peace Plan, Danny promised that the Sandinistas should guarantee complete freedom of the press. But the Nicaraguan government holds a monopoly on the supply of newsprint. And guess what? They now claim they don't have enough paper to sell to La Prensa. 17,000 tons of newsprint is available in other countries, but the anti-free press government won't allow that shipment to take place. A dictator is a dictator is a dictator, and what's happening is really state-imposed censorship. It's nasty stuff.
Al, La Prensa has been a courageous voice for democracy in Nicaragua and a vigorous opponent of the Sandinista dictatorship. The recent harassment by the government only proves how effective the newspaper has been in mobilizing opinion against the Marxist regime. What you don't admit, Al, is that La Prensa is able to print it all now because the Arias peace plan is working in Nicaragua. The Sandinistas are negotiating with the Contras. With good luck and skillful diplomacy, the fighting may soon be over. You still can't believe the peace is breaking out, Al. You've always been for wider war, and you'd love to start military aid flowing to the Contras again. Your hard-line Contra aid policy didn't exactly help La Prensa, Al. The Sandinistas shut the paper down for 15 months last year. The recent artificial newsprint shortage has been a nuisance, but things would be a lot worse for La Prensa, Al, if you had your way. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Immigration Service. It's making the nursing shortage worse. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. America has a nursing shortage, and it's wrong to deport foreign nurses who fill the gap. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, there's a chronic shortage of nurses to staff the nation's hospitals. We're trying to solve the problem by giving fairer pay, greater responsibility, and other incentives for nurses, and by providing increased grants for nurse training. But that's a long-term solution, Al. In the meantime, the Immigration Service is threatening to make the crisis worse by cracking down on foreign nurses with temporary visas to work in the United States. The visas are good for 5 years, and the agency now says 5 years is long enough. That means thousands of experienced nurses will be forced to leave the country, and hundreds of hospitals and communities will suffer. That's bad health policy and bad immigration policy. If the INS won't shape up, Al, Congress should step in and reshape the deportation law before short-sighted actions cripple our already hard-pressed health care system.
Ted, you say that you favor fairer pay and greater responsibility for U.S. nurses. Now, there's a pretty safe position. But how do you propose to protect those U.S. wages and working conditions while flooding the job market with foreign workers? You are right, Ted. We need some long-term solutions to the nursing shortage. But your short-term solution is very short-sighted. You want to promote the use of temporary visas for what would ordinarily be permanent jobs. That gimmicks the system. And I guess I'm just a little bit surprised that you seem to have overlooked the most obvious step. Recall that you and I both worked hard to pass a bill just a few weeks ago that would bring in 150,000 skilled workers or seed immigrants. Those are the persons that would meet our specific employment needs in the United States. Nurses would surely be a priority within that group. That's a responsible remedy, Ted. You overlooked it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. The union liberals working to increase the minimum wage are cooking up their numbers again. We'll find Ted Kennedy stirring the old pot when we face off after this. Ted, Congress has pretty well relied on the Congressional Budget Office for nonpartisan estimates and economic statistics. But CBO's numbers didn't compute out with your heady number of the possible proponents of a hefty increase in the minimum wage. So, some powerful Democrats in the House forced the CBO to withdraw a report indicating that the proposed increase would actually cost jobs among the poor and among young workers. Approximately 250,000 to 500,000 jobs would be lost. They tried to muzzle that one. Your proposal to increase the minimum wage will have a very devastating effect on those who can least afford it. You and your left-wing pals won't acknowledge that at all. You're entitled to your own opinion, Ted, but not your own facts.
Wrong again, Al. You're not talking facts either. Those job numbers are pure speculation. They're not estimates, they're guesstimates. They're not worth the paper they're printed on, compared to the facts we have on past increases in the minimum wage. The minimum wage has been raised 6 times in the last 50 years. 6 times we've heard Chicken Little predictions from the right wing that the sky will fall and jobs will be lost. 6 times those predictions have proved false. The working poor have received a living wage, and the economy has prospered. Now Congress is about to raise the minimum wage again. So Chicken Little Simpson and his camp followers on the far right are cranking up the false predictions again. Phony facts won't work, Al. We need to raise the minimum wage so that no one who works full-time is required to spend a lifetime in poverty. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's dismal record on job, health, and safety. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. A Labor Department agency has a mandate to protect workers, but it's endangering them instead. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, nearly 20 years ago, Congress created a special agency in the Department of Labor to deal with dangerous conditions, jeopardizing the health and safety of millions of workers on the job. For a while, the agency lived up to its mandate. Thousands of lives were saved and countless diseases were prevented. But recently, the Senate heard shocking testimony about the agency buckling to pressure from business and orders from the White House. Witness after witness told horror tales of phony reports, sham inspections, and lives lost because of unsafe conditions and unnecessary exposure to toxic chemicals. One witness estimated that 50,000 Americans are dying each year because the administration refuses to take adequate action to enforce the law. Join me, Al, and condemn an irresponsible policy that puts business profits above workers' lives.
Ted, when you and your left-wing buddies created OSHA, you created a bureaucratic nightmare, intrusive inspections and ludicrous requirements. Where I come from, we'll never forget that image of the cowboy with a porta-potty strapped to the back of his pack horse. And that's only a slight exaggeration. Workers do need to have adequate safety apparel and the means to deal with hazards in the workplace. Employers are indeed responsible for providing proper equipment and working conditions. But the OSHA bureaucrats lost sight of the real world in crafting their burdensome regulations. You must feel that OSHA can't be salvaged, Ted. Why else would you be trying to create the Risk Assessment Board? That's a spanking new program to notify workers of all risks known to man. It's government regulation run amok. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the non-trade pork in the trade bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. President Reagan vetoed the so-called trade bill, but there wasn't as much in there as you might think having to do with trade. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, you've been billowing blarney and blowing off a lot of hot air about the trade bill. But let's try to be honest with the American people. The trade bill you support is a real budget buster that will cost $6.1 billion over 6 years. A shameful amount of those bucks don't have one whit to do with trade. The bill's education provisions are nothing more than those same old costly programs that you haven't been able to get past before. Over $65 million just for literacy assistance. 10 new programs in all. More pork for the hog states to fight over. The bill created 30 spanking brand new bureaucracies and 160 new high-paying government jobs. This isn't a trade bill. It's a special interest bill of the first run.
Nice try, Al, but no sale. No impartial expert buys your argument on the trade bill. It contains dozens of worthwhile initiatives to address the trade deficit and our short-term and long-term problems of foreign trade. It's not a budget buster, Al. The spending in the bill is for priority programs to promote farm exports and develop job training and job placement programs for dislocated workers. Only a know-nothing like you, Al, would criticize the literacy assistance funds. Illiteracy in the workplace is a serious national problem, Al. Don't you want a competitive workforce? The president is wrong to veto the bill. Your right-wing anti-worker friends foolishly persuaded him to reject the bill because it requires corporations to give workers 60 days' notice before the plants are closed or layoffs occur. It's an unfair anti-worker veto, Al, and you Republicans will be hearing about it all the way to Election Day. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Navy wants to build aircraft carriers the Pentagon can't afford. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Navy is fat on aircraft carriers, but dangerously thin on support ships. Yet the macho top Navy brass wants to build more carriers, even if the Pentagon budget can't stand it. We can't afford enough planes for the carriers, or destroyers and escort ships to protect them. That's what we mean by the hollow Navy, Al. Who ever heard of aircraft carriers without aircraft? And without support ships, the carriers are sitting ducks for enemy attack. But does tight-fisted, economy-minded Al Simpson understand the problem? No way. One look at all those lobbying admirals, Al, and your backbone turns to butter. You voted to add a 15th aircraft carrier to the Pentagon budget when we can't even handle the 14 we have. What's the point of building an extra carrier, Al, if it's just a ghost ship that the Navy can't afford or defend?
Ted, I listened to your shot across the bow about the hollow Navy, and my first reaction is to say you have a hollow noggin. But that's not right, because your noggin is fashioned right out of that pure good New England granite. Our carrier battle group maintains a critical and important presence in the world's hot spots. We have battle groups for 14 carriers. I did support legislation to build just one more carrier. It takes three carriers, has over the years, to keep just one ship deployed. 15 deployable carriers are the absolute minimum needed to satisfy all of our peacetime requirements. Prior to 1970, we never had fewer than 23 carriers. Given our national defense priorities and the emphasis we placed on the use of these powerful aircraft carriers, one more carrier in the seas is absolutely essential. This is Al Simpson. Nancy Reagan is sure getting a bum rap on the pages of the Tattletale books. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Nancy Reagan is sure getting a bum rap in the pages of the Tattletale books. She deserves so much better. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, when we elected Ronald Reagan to the office of president, his wife Nancy was surely part of the deal. She has fulfilled her obligations and duties to her country and to her husband with great grace and distinction. It is so ironic to me to see two fine men who I have known bringing themselves down by these rather vengeful portrayals. In the case of Larry Speaks and Don Regan, some luster sure leaves their personalities as the bluster leaves their pens. A successful president involved in a successful marriage relies on his spouse for advice, counsel, wisdom, support, criticism, and love. Ron and Nancy Reagan have that. They are to be admired for their relationship, Ted, not condemned.
Al, for an astrological Virgo, you're surprisingly on the mark today. I hold no brief for the kiss-and-tell books, or hiss-and-smell, as they should be called. I have my disagreements with President Reagan, but I respect his success in restoring the power and prestige of the presidency. Not long ago, we used to hear about how the White House is too big a job for anyone, and that the country is ungovernable. Under President Reagan, you don't hear that talk anymore. Nancy Reagan deserves credit, too, Al, for a lot of the important things she's done. Just say no may not be the whole answer to the serious problem of drug abuse, but it's more than any other public official has accomplished for the past 8 years. At the same time, Al, even you have to admit that consulting astrologers is a little Byzantine. It can't be all bad, though, if it helped the Reagans get rid of Don Regan. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on U.S. economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for strong new economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I know you like to play footsie with the fascists in South Africa. You kowtow to the abominable system of apartheid because your astrologer tells you South Africa is helping us fight the Cold War against the Soviet Union for the future of Africa. Wake up and smell the racist, Al. America's alliance with repression in South Africa is playing right into the Kremlin's hands. It's making the United States the ally of apartheid. That's unacceptable, Al. The House of Representatives is about to pass comprehensive economic sanctions against South Africa, including a total trade embargo. a requirement for U.S. firms to divest all business operations in South Africa, and a ban on U.S. military and intelligence connections with the racist regime. Strong medicine, Al? Perhaps, but it's the only peaceful cure for apartheid.
Ted, system of apartheid is utterly reprehensible. The honest question is how the United States can most effectively end apartheid. It sure won't happen with continuing attempts to isolate South Africa. Your South African sanctions have cost South African blacks their jobs. The latest round of proposed sanctions are plain nutty policy. They don't touch the South African government, but our lessened influence will indeed see blacks suffer more. Strong sanctions are not any kind of a peaceful solution, Ted. As repressions of blacks increases and the radical and shrill voices calling for violence will be raised to ever higher pitch. Is that what you're after, Ted? I would hope not. Yours truly is a course of racism in reverse. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a bipartisan commission to propose closing of certain military bases. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. We haven't closed down one single major military installation in this country for over 10 years. How does Ted Kennedy feel about having a non-political system to determine which bases should be closed? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, most Americans want to maintain appropriate military facilities within our borders. Some in your party don't. But needs and missions change, and when a military base is no longer necessary, it ought to be shut down. But there are all kinds of obstacles to closing bases, economic and environmental impact statements, employment analysis, politicians even. But the new Department of Defense authorization bill creates a blue ribbon panel to recommend consolidations or base closures. Do you go along with this one, Ted? Or do you prefer your good old boy network to preserve the status quo and continue to support some of those antique Northeast political plums of days of yore? The moment of truth is here on this one, Ted.
Al, nothing gives Congress a worse case of budget indigestion than military pork. The old saying is still true. Congress is all for cutting Pentagon spending, but not in our states and not in our districts. The juiciest military pork goes to states and congressional districts with the most senior and most powerful members of Congress, regardless of merit. All that may change, Al, under the innovative idea of Republican Congressman Dick Armey of Texas. Appoint a commission to recommend a hit list of military bases that should be closed and consider the list on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. Either all bases on the list will be closed or none will be. The success of the idea depends on how well the commission does its work. If the recommendations are based on merit, not politics, pork or seniority, the list is likely to be accepted and billions of dollars will be saved. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on fair housing. It's time to put teeth in the anti-discrimination laws. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Fair housing is the number one item on the civil rights agenda in Congress. Is Senator Al Simpson part of the problem or the solution? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, fair housing is the unfinished business of civil rights. Every year, 2 million families can't rent the apartment or buy the home they want because of racial bias. Housing discrimination is a nationwide problem, and it deserves a nationwide solution. We passed legislation in 1968 banning such discrimination, Al, but the law's a flop. The enforcement procedure is defective, and the bigots have had a field day for 20 years. Now legislation with tough remedies is on the move in Congress. Once again, the problem is the Reagan administration. For 8 years, they've attempted to block all progress on civil rights. They undermined the Voting Rights Act, and they even tried to give tax credits to segregated schools. Maybe the administration will listen to you on fair housing, Al, or are you still living in the outhouse on civil rights, too?
Now, boy, Ted, you're out wandering around in the woods on this one. The single gut issue here is fair housing. You won't find one thoughtful member of Congress actually against fair housing, but the real issue is how to accomplish it within the framework of a little thing called the American Constitution. You would create a monstrous system that would deny a property owner a jury trial, even though that person could be forced to pay heavy fines up to $50,000. Come on, Ted. where did you stash your thinking cap on due process? But you wouldn't stop there either, would you? You go on to establish a definition of a handicapped person that could include any individual who voluntarily decides to be under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Your aims may be noble, Ted, but your solution is far left of the mark, right where you've been for lots of years, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. The unemployment rate has fallen to the lowest level in nearly 14 years. But you can bet a buck Ted Kennedy will find a cloud in this silver lining. We'll face off in a moment. Well, Ted, the employment news is so good, even you can't dispute it. In the first 4 months of 1988, over 1 million new jobs have been created in the United States. Factory employment increased by 45,000 jobs in April alone. A larger proportion of our working-age population is employed now than ever before. So where's the cloud? Youth unemployment is unacceptably high at almost 16%. And here's where you come in, Ted. Because your proposal to raise the minimum wage will make the situation so much worse. Even Congress's own highly respected CBO agrees with that. Ronald Reagan's economic policies create meaningful jobs, not just make work jobs, and give us a sound economy.
Al, all those Reagan economic policies sure haven't created a sound economy. We're talking about the biggest budget deficits in the history of the Republic, farm policies that have bankrupted farm families, interest rates heading back up again, poverty going up, vast trade deficits that have exported millions of jobs overseas and cost America its preeminent role in the world economy, runaway military spending for MX missiles on railroad cars, and Star Wars in outer space. The real reason for declining unemployment is demographics, not Reaganomics. Actually, Al, more jobs were created every year under Nixon, Ford, and Carter than under Reagan. But since the overall population isn't growing as rapidly today, it takes fewer new jobs to bring unemployment down. Keep talking about unemployment, Al. With the flawed record of Reaganomics, 1988 is going to mean unemployment for someone we all know, George Bush. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Should President Reagan have a blank check to send U.S. combat troops into Nicaragua? No way. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you're still spoiling for a fight with the Sandinistas, but you went too far the other day when you voted to give President Reagan a blank check to invade Nicaragua. You opposed a requirement for congressional approval before troops can be sent into combat in Nicaragua unless immediate action is needed to save American lives. President Reagan's term is ending, Al, and the right wing still hasn't achieved its goal of overthrowing the Sandinistas. In the waning months of the administration, almost any pretext could be seized on to persuade President Reagan to achieve the goal by force. That's why Congress should set restrictions in advance, Al, before it's too late. The Arias peace plan is still the best hope for ending the war in Nicaragua. Prospects for peace aren't helped, Al, when you vote like Rambo and massage the itchy trigger fingers in the White House.
You left out the best part, Ted. I voted with 59 of our other colleagues to reject your reckless amendment. President Reagan is constitutionally charged with the heavy responsibilities of our commander-in-chief. He sets our foreign policy, not 535 of us in the Congress. Your amendment is a direct slap at his authority and was so vague as to prevent any number of foreign policy options the president might exercise in his constitutional role. You made no attempt at all to recognize the changing circumstances in Nicaragua. What if Daffy Danny Ortega makes good on his vow of a revolution without borders? Your philosophy would leave this president and this country with only a skeleton of the Monroe Doctrine. You've helped pull the skin off. We'll pay dearly for it one unknown day. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on imposing the death penalty for drug-related murders. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Drug kingpins are really our current merchants of death. And when they get tangled up in drug-related murders, juries should be allowed to lay capital punishment on them. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, those who commit hideous crimes upon other persons are a peril to civilized society. I strongly favor legislation that would call for the death penalty for anyone who, in the course of an organized drug crime, intentionally kills a law enforcement officer in the line of duty. Sure, the law would have to include safeguards, have an advance notice of the intention to seek the death penalty, and it would be imposed only by unanimous vote of a jury. Our fine law enforcement officials deserve the full protection of the Constitution and the law, too. Ready to help, Ted? Or do you just plan to send them into this tough battle with your usual solution, just a fistful of dollars?
Al, it takes more than the death penalty to cover up 8 years of failed Republican policies on drugs. No one's fooled by your right-wing PR gimmick. This election year crusade for capital punishment is demagoguery, Al. But I suppose someone in your party has to put a fig leaf over the administration's scandalous dealings with General Noriega. The death penalty is no answer to crime. It never has been, and it never will be. Virtually all civilized democracies recognize that truth and have abolished capital punishment. Any government or society that puts people to death is only brutalizing itself. If we're serious about a war on drugs, Al, let's crack down on foreign governments in cahoots with drug traffickers. Let's strengthen the Coast Guard and use the armed forces where necessary. Let's provide more aid to state and local law enforcement and more funds for education and treatment for drug abuse. The death penalty won't help, Al, but these steps just might. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.